Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim, joined today by my co-host on Pay-Per-View Take Two, Jared.
What's going on, Jim? A very somber episode this time.
Yeah, we are here to Leon White, known as Vader, passed away today at the age of 63, and we just wanted to come and watch one of his classic matches, probably his best match, and yeah, just going to talk about Vader, so that's what we're doing here today. We've got Vader versus Ric Flair, Starrcade 93. We are on the WWE Network, so if you want to watch along with us, you can skip ahead to the beginning of the match, and that is 2:17:49. We'll do a little countdown, and we'll all watch together. So, 3, 2, 1, play.
All right, we see Ric Flair kissing at the crowd here. For those that don't know the backstory, this is Ric Flair returning back from the WWF, and he's put his career on the line. Insert laugh here, because it's 1993. Dude, putting his career on the line.
He wrestled until fucking well. Holy shit.
I think 2015, he was still doing dates. 2014, something like that. But yeah, he puts his career on the line. This isn't what they had on the books planned for this show. Dusty Rhodes had planned for Sid Vicious versus Vader. This is Eric Bischoff's WCW, by the way. He just took over for Cowboy Bill Walsh after Cowboy Bill Walsh said some racist stuff. And they decided, because of the reaction Flair was getting on the circuit, to put Flair in this match with Vader. He says, I'm going to put my career on the line for Vader's title. Vader ringside with Harley Race, and Harley Race was training him. There were some vignettes that you see at the beginning of this Starrcade where Vader looks like a killer.
Yeah, we got the three Suplex City Limits Hall of Famers around the ring here today.
Do you have Jesse Ventura in your Hall of Fame?
We do, Lisa. We got four.
Because he's on commentary. Yeah, but it's Tony Schiavone, and this would be the last pay-per-view for one Mr. Jesse Ventura. So he's on his way out. Mm. And in comes Bobby Heenan after this. So these two would have a follow-up match. I do not recommend it. It's at Super Brawl. It's a cage match, and it's not good. All of the emotion that comes with this match, being in Charlotte, there with Ric Flair and his career on the line, cutting promos with his family. So, but it really adds to it, this crowd.
Beautiful mullets right there. That was fucking tidy.
1993, they're still doing the mullets. Oh, yeah. Vader just throws them off. Where do you have Vader ranked as, like, the best big man of all time?
As far as, like, well, people have different definitions of fat man, or big men, excuse me. I think fat guys, right?
Yes. You know, I think giants are in their own category.
Yeah, people always throw tall guys in, and that's bullshit, man. Yep. I think he's the best fat dude wrestler ever, man. I mean, yeah, it's Tim and Bam Bam, that's pretty much it, right?
I would say Yokozuna, before he got way too big, could be put in that category. Not on their level. I'm just saying, if you could think of guys.
Okay.
Probably Mabel.
Fucking.
There aren't a lot of truly great fat guys. Kevin Owens, I think, would probably rank up there as well.
Yeah, some people might say Ray Traylor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But here, Vader chasing after him.
Yeah,
dude. Flair.
This is great. Like, this is psychology 101.
Yeah, you know? Chase it after him. This is how a little guy takes down a big guy. It chops him down. Right there, Tony Schiavone calls that brilliant. He says, and then Jesse Ventura goes, if this becomes a track meet, that's got to favor Ric Flair.
Yeah. Vader, yeah, and from Compton, California.
That's so weird that he's from Compton. I know. But then you find out, then you find out that, like, half of Compton is like, oh, god damn it. Like, farms. It's weird. It's like, well, Compton has, like, a downtown Compton, which is what you know of from, like, you know, rap music. And then you have, like, rural Compton. It's weird.
City of Compton.
City of... Okay. Slap it. Just slap it in there. And again, this is the part of the legacy of Vader. He's going to stiff you. He's going to hit the shit out of you because he was in Japan. That's where he got his teeth cut. He understood what it meant to fight guys like Inoki and Stan Hansen and Bruiser Brody. Yeah. Flair talked about not wanting to work Vader. He didn't like Vader. Even as a person, he didn't like Vader. He thought Vader was arrogant and thought he was, you know, thought he was the baddest man in the world. And
he also smelled bad.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Pretty legendary stories about Vader's stench.
Yeah, he didn't wash his fucking jock, man. He didn't wash his gear.
Or his mask or anything like that. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that big old... Some fans will remember that big old Mastodon helmet he bring to the ring, but he did that didn't last long in WCW. See, in Japan, when you're doing these little tours, you can just carry it on the bus. But could you imagine trying to drive or fly from Atlanta to Chicago?
Why can't they take it? You're hauling a ring, you're hauling all this bullshit, just take it. I never understood that with wrestling. Why you have to carry around your some of your gimmick shit? Like, dude, put it in a semi.
I don't know. Chris Jericho just recently talked about how, you remember when he was doing that thing with Dean Malenko, where he'd bring out Dean Malenko's portrait on an easel? Yeah, he had to go get an easel every town he went to because he couldn't afford to do carry-on. Oh, good God. Those stiff shots to the head. That gets me every time, just watching Vader. Every time I hear it, too, every time you see it, I just think of hearing Vader going, Vader, Vader.
I mean, I understand it, dude, right? Especially a guy like Ric Flair. It's like, you get this guy, he's stiffs the fuck out of you. He smells bad, you know? Like, yep. I wouldn't want to work with him either. It'd piss me off.
Yeah, right there, Ric Flair said in his book that Harley Race looked like he was talking trash. He was telling Ric Flair to fucking hit Vader there because Vader's disrespecting him and stiffing him. So in a moment here, you're going to see Flair start to hit him. There's that side. There's that hip landing.
Dude, it is all over this match, the hip landing. Let's pay attention. Yep. Take a shot every time Rick lands on his hip and shoulder.
Yeah. I wonder if that, like, I know it was because of the plane crash, but I wonder if that didn't extend his career. Because a lot of guys' career ends because their back is so bad. But he landed on his hip. Maybe his hip was just, and he's never had a hip replacement. I don't get it. Yeah. Man, superhuman. Damn it. Right on the ear.
Yeah. So, I don't know if we'll, maybe we'll get a shot of her here. I feel like there's this old lady on the hard cam who is, like, on the hard cam at every Charlotte fucking WCW show. Like, I'll put her pointer out here, but you'll see her. And she's just, Vader like, misses. Classic, man. She's always out there.
Here they are. Here's the stiff shots from Flair. And Flair said in his book, Vader at one point goes, fucking hit me, good. He wants it. You know, you can say, you know, Leon was too stiff, and that's part of his legacy, but, I mean, he wanted it just as hard as he got it, so or gave it. So
that's true.
Here's a throwback to the first Starrcade. Starrcade 1983, Flair for the gold. Dude, Flair versus awesome. Harley Race.
That's pretty nice. That's pretty fucking good.
Live from Greensboro, North Carolina. Vader here just about to pick Flair up. You could just see the dents in Flair's back from that landing, those scars.
Yeah. Watch this.
Well, just throws him. Just throws him.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't really care. And yet you think, like, big deal if, you know, you started in Japan and all this shit, but it's like, it's Ric fucking Flair, dude. Like, how do you work in wrestling in 93 and not have, like, a ton of respect for Ric Flair?
I've heard that, like, people, like Bruce Pritchard said, some people saw Vader as, like, a big old teddy bear who was super sweet and nice, and then you'd get the Vader who was having a bad day and would, you know, empty your bag out in the locker room and take a shit in it.
I kind of wish he'd have put a little bit more effort into getting those stripes lined up. It's kind of, like, kind of irritating the anal OCD part of me right now.
Well, I think his gear sort of like changes. Like, I bet it was like 20 pounds ago that he bought that, and you know he's not buying new gear, so now it's all stretched out.
You ever seen the one where he wears shit? He comes out wearing his fucking gear backwards.
Yeah,
that's his Vader time, like on his back or whatever.
Just the way he's working Flair. Flair, by the way, just getting tossed around that ring for him.
It started
as a
tribute to Vader, and it's turned into a roast of Vader.
A little bit, but I think that's what fans have come to expect from Suplex City Limits.
Yeah. Fucking, we love him. He was one of the early inductees into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you only roast the ones you love.
3 years
we love us
already.
And Vader. Jesus, you guys have been around a long time. When do you think you're going to get fans?
I don't know. When do you think people are going to actually start listening to this stuff? Hopefully someday.
Oh, fuck. Flair here has had very little offense. Outside of, like, that chop and punch sequence on the outside, this has all been Vader.
Yeah.
Flair off the rope. Even his clotheslines look mean as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Ric Flair. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck your head. Vader. Yeah, there's one moment in this.
From the Rocky Mountains, dude.
Yep. Oh, there's one moment in this match where he's pummeling Ric Flair, and he just goes, "Is this all you got? This shit, chump. His career's over." Hey, okay, stop beating up the old man. Oh, referee admonishing Vader here.
I don't know what kind of arm thing he's wearing under his pad, but look how fucking disgusting it is.
Yeah, I was just thinking that too. I'm like, I bet that started out white.
I bet it did. I fucking bet it did.
Jesus. He's hitting Ric Flair like he owes him money.
That's just what he did, man.
Yep.
Oh, that's not well Rick taken either. Terrible.
One, two. What did Meltzer give this match?
4.5 stars.
God, Vader just couldn't get to 5 stars, could he?
No. There's a few 4.5-star ones, and maybe over the next week I'll try to watch some more for Ringside with Jim.
There's some great Japanese matches out there with him.
Yeah.
Him and Stan Hansen, the one where he lost his eyes out there. Vader's the one that took Mick Foley's ear. Oh, he just busted open Ric Flair right on the nose. Dude, I think that's his nose or his lip.
That was a shoe one because you could see Rick look up like, what the fuck, man?
Yep.
He looked, that look on his face was exactly that. It was, what the fuck?
Yeah, I want fans to go back. Anybody listen to this? Just go back and actually watch it with the audio because the crowd is so hot for this match. They're 100% behind Ric Flair. And at this moment in this match, you can just feel everyone know it's over. And then, nope, Rick moves. Yeah. And Vader lands knees first, which is healthy for the big man.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Oh, Flair to the top rope. This never ends well. I think here it does, though. Yep. One. Nope, didn't knock him off his feet. Oh, just another chop.
He's going to have to chop him down.
Yeah, another one here. He was so quick. Missed that one by a mile. That's how you get 4.5, not 5. You can tell Rick was pissed.
That's Leon not being in the right spot. Move.
Yeah. Well, he's staggering, so it's tough because he's supposed to be – there you go. 3, and finally brings the big man down. It took 3 top rope chops. Crowd 100% behind Ric Flair. He's now spitting blood.
Yeah, bleeding from the mouth.
Yep. And there's the knee. Ooh.
The no-sell. There's your receipt. He no-sold the shit out of that knee.
Yeah, he did. That was just Vader's thing. I mean, you got to – thing about Vader was, if all you ever saw him in the WWF is you never really saw the real Vader. Like, Vader was an indestructible machine, which meant more when the guy actually beat him.
Yeah. I don't know. I seem to recall a more energetic Vader than this, though.
This is really
fucking working a super slow style here.
That was Ric Flair's idea. Ric Flair said when they were putting the match together, he wanted Vader to be a slow, menacing monster that was just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but that's not why I like Vader because he kicks the shit out of people, but also because he was fucking super athletic and shit, you know.
Yeah.
He always lands on the side, you notice that?
Yeah, because of the plane crash. Yep, he would always take it on his hip because of the plane crash. He broke his back. Okay. Famously, and he cuts an amazingly inspired promo where he talks about, right before this match, he talks about how this is the culmination of 18 years after after that plane crash. He talks about the pilot dying and one of his best friends becoming paralyzed and never walking again.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus, looks like he cracked one of Rick's teeth.
Yeah, you might have.
So, yeah. Yeah, if anybody didn't know, that's why Ric Flair would always land on his hip instead of his flat back. Oh, his head just hit Ric Flair's head. Flair didn't roll fast enough.
Yeah. Very good. Also, while we're on the subject, on this channel, click the Ringside of the Gym section. There is an episode where Tyler and I watch Vader versus Bam Bam in Japan.
Well, that's beautiful.
It's pretty good.
What a clubbing shot there from Vader. And again, just right back to it. Vader just taking control of everything Ric Flair. Everything Ric Flair does is getting shrugged off.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do if you're Ric Flair? This is how you build to a crescendo for this crowd. This crowd is on the edge of their seat. They want it to happen. But, I mean, Flair is bloody. Now he's getting beat up by Harley Race. Jesus. Is that a boot mark on his head or blood?
I don't know what that. I was looking at that too. It looks like a mark.
Yeah, there's definitely, you can see all over his face, bruises forming, and just, it's not fun wrestling Vader.
Yeah.
You know, as much as us as fans love watching Vader stuff, I know you and I do, but I don't think it would have been fun to wrestle him. Unless you're Stan Hansen.
Unless you're just fucking like that, right? Unless you're just one of those guys who's like, let's go beat the fuck out of each other, and then we'll come back here and drink 40 beers, and, you know.
Vader told this story of wrestling Inoki. I want to say it was Inoki. And he goes, you know, Inoki didn't have a ton of English, but Vader, he came up to him. They had a match. And Inoki goes, next time, fucking hit me, fat man. And Vader goes, after that, I hit him as hard as I could. And fucker took it every single time. So I like that. Hit me, fat man. Oh, splash in the corner, misses. Flair! Oh, Flair chops. Open up the chop house here in Charlotte. How does he not have a restaurant called Flair's Chop House? Like,
He doesn't really have no much money. Anymore.
I was gonna say he doesn't have any money. he's got that rap song that was like number one there for a long time, Flair Drip or whatever it was called.
Oh yeah,
and he got like residuals off that.
That's awesome.
Never actually listened to it.
No, I haven't either. But I saw that
mullet. Look at that curly mullet from fucking Harley Race. That mustache.
It's very nice.
Not quite that 1983 mustache that Triple H would take from him in like 2003 for Evolution.
he was
there's Flair in the corner here, just getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, getting fucking beautiful worked, stuff. Man.
Flair just screaming here. Oh, thumb to the eye. There we go. That's the Flair we know. But look at Vader. Nope. I don't care. You can blind me. I don't give a fuck. There you go. You look at Flair. I don't know if this is acting anymore. If he's actually legitimately just pissed and beating the fuck out of Leon here. Oh.
Yeah, he beat him straight down the ground. The fucking crowd is in it.
Oh, yeah. Vader took his mask off. That's how you knew matches with Vader were reaching a crescendo. It was when he rips the mask off.
Yeah.
Oh, Flair now. Move. Now he's sticking it up.
I mean, he didn't have, like, a ton of, you know, it wasn't, like, a big mask or anything, but I don't know.
I think, he takes the Jesse Ventura chair here, which is the same chair you'd have at any gymnasium and, like, when
all
you were
those
a kid.
Fucking ones, yeah. Oh, plastic.
Yeah. WCW never had, like, good chairs to, like, the NWO. Remember the one, like, we did for a pay-per-view take two? We did, like, the 1995 Uncensored, and, like, Hogan hit somebody with, like, the weak
chair. Oh, those Bolzowood fucking chairs, yeah. Dude. Like, you couldn't sit on those. If you just sat on that thing, you'd have fed on your ass.
Vader's bleeding on the side of the head. Oh, fuck. This is brutal.
It's pretty good.
This is my kind of wrestling. Oh, he's pulling him by the ear. He was there for a second. I don't know if that was on purpose, like, or if his hand just slipped.
I don't know if he's trying to, like, pull fucking Flair's trunks off.
Left hand there from Flair.
Yeah,
or right hand, excuse me.
I wouldn't be filming it that close, boys, but...
Well, there was a couple stiff shots and then a couple not-so-stiff shots there.
Yeah.
But
I just wouldn't film it that way. It looks...
Well, think about it. All they had was the hard cam. The hard cam can't see that spot, I don't think. So all they have is one roaming and one hard cam.
Yeah.
This isn't 2018 where they have 55 cameras around the ring.
What a weird fucking chair to use, man.
It's all he had. It's weird that the referee's letting it happen, which, by the way, Jesse Ventura points out. He goes, you know, Ric Flair's career still comes to an end if the referee decides to disqualify him, so he better watch out.
Yeah, I don't get that part of it.
Well, I think it's a referee realizing, you know, this is too big of a moment. That would happen a lot in Flair matches and Dusty matches, where they just start beating each other with weapons, and the ref's just like, all right, calm down, fellas. As long as no one gets thrown over the top rope, we're good.
Yeah, no shit, right?
That old rule. Yeah, this is, like I said, this is Bill Watts just left, so they got the blue mats back.
Yeah, what a bunch of, you know, a nonsense thing.
Oh, he's biting him. How desperate Flair is he's biting Vader. And the crowd just going nuts for it. And if this was 2018,
he's exhausted.
He just collapses out of exhaustion. Like, if this is 2018, some assholes are chanting, you know, we want tables, rather than, you know, enjoying two guys just beating the fuck out of each other in a personal rivalry.
Would you go so far as to say you're hot over fucking...
hot take?
Over a recent crowd or what?
I'm always mad at WWE crowds, especially NXT crowds.
Maybe we'll get a hot take about the NXT crowd. I know a lot of people were unhappy about that.
Yeah. Flair here, though. Look at this.
On the comeback.
Yeah. It's odd that we chose a match to remember Vader, and it's a match he loses.
This was your
show. Flair got him.
I think you were just saying, like, hey, I'm going to watch this match later. And like, well, we should actually record that.
Yeah, I did. I was like, you know, on Facebook, I was like, okay, well, I got to watch this match tonight because this is my favorite Vader match.
Yeah.
It's up there as one of my favorite Ric Flair matches, too. Vader has two spots where he's got hardway blood.
Yeah, that's pretty good shit, man.
Yeah, that eyebrow, and then there's the side of his head's got some.
Vader bomb!
Got to get that engine going. Missed it. Of course he missed it.
I think he missed it more than he hit it.
Isn't that the story of every big man, though? Like, you know, or Flair off the top rope other than this match? Oh, figure four again. This is his second attempt at it. Got pushed off the first time. Nope, got it in this time.
He's got it in. And look at that. That crowd knows, you know, like, oh, this is so... It's just so pure, man. So pure. Yep.
There's a guy in the front row shaking his hands like, come on! Come on, no! No! Get him out of here!
It's fucking awesome.
I miss these fans who weren't a part of the show. They were there for the show. They weren't trying to be part of the show.
Yeah.
And it's not entirely the fans' fault. It's the fact that the WWE, you know, they don't give you anything to really cheer about.
Oh, yeah.
You got to entertain yourself with beach balls, I guess, fucking beach balls.
I went to a WWE house show a couple of years ago, and the only fun was, like, singing or the chants. It was, like, the only fun I really had.
Yeah. Big boot there from Vader. Stopping the run here from Flair. I do like Vader here. He was, like, using the ropes there for a moment and kicking his leg out, like, okay, my knee's fucked up. What do I got to do now? Oh, just going to drop an elbow into your stomach, and my armpit will go right into your dick.
Yeah, he also goes to the Road Warriors barber.
Ooh, look at this. Jesus.
Dude.
Could you imagine? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Could you imagine living your life with that haircut? Like, he had to go out in public with that thing on.
I just imagine that them and the Road Warriors just go to this shitty, weird barber who... That's what he does to your hair, man.
Well, I need a reverse mohawk.
Should I rock one of those, man? I shave my head a lot. I should rock one of those. Oh, here it is.
You should do a Vader for Vader. This is a moonsault coming here that's not going to hit.
Yeah.
Never hits. It was like when Kurt Angle would go for it. It never fucking hit.
Yeah, it's like, well, who wants that? I mean, think about how big he is. Is there a guy bigger than that doing a fucking moonsault?
It's him or Bam Bam. Oh, here comes Harley Race with the headbutt.
Oh,
onto his charge.
Oh, my.
I like that the referee doesn't...
Oh, he just shoves him out. Fuck you.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura was like, said something like, you know, if that... The reason the referee didn't disqualify him there is because that's actually Vader's man, so it's not like he was trying to help Flair. So yeah. He kind of covered for the ref there for not disqualifying him. Ooh. Oh, Flair, right up.
Oh, chop block. That's a nice spot. You know, there it is.
Yeah, that was the sloppy finish I was referencing. I bet why they didn't get the 5 stars. There's a couple spots there that were too tough, but man, what a match.
A classic fucking pro wrestling match, yeah. With a classic small guy, big guy story. Very good.
Yep, there's the WCW world title belt. That one did not last long. They'd go to the big gold belt soon after this, but...
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, Flair is...
Did they repurpose that for something else or no?
I don't think so. The WCW Cruiserweight title kind of looked like that, but...
All right. Fireworks go off.
Yep. What a moment here for Ric Flair in front of Charlotte, North Carolina. His crowd, his family, that guy. That dude is excited. Oh, confetti.
Yeah.
Yep, this is a great moment, and
he'd
grab that belt 5 more times. He's a 10-time champion right here. Or 11-time champion, excuse me. He'd grab that belt 5 more times.
Yeah, that was awesome.
This is the last Starrcade without Hulk Hogan, by the way, or before Hulk Hogan came in 1994. So this is really, if you want to talk about the end of an era, to me, this is the end of the Ric Flair era of WCW. This is like the culmination of Ric Flair as the man in WCW.
Kind of the pure WCW, because like once Hogan came in and shit started going a different direction, this is old school still, you know?
Yep, and
that's where he would drop it. He would drop it to Hogan in, what, 94?
Yeah, he would. And then him and, like I said, next month they'd have, or in 2 months, whatever it was, they'd have another rematch in a cage. I do want to stay here. I want you to watch the interview that Vader gives, because you don't have to even hear him. You just have to watch him, because he is fucking amazing in his post-match promo.
That was a great headbutt there by Harley Race.
Oh, yeah. Harley Race is still alive. I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is all the people who sit there and talk about and blame CTE for what Chris Benoit did because of the headbutt, fuck off. Look at Harley Race did that thing for 40 years and it's still alive and it's still fine. Yeah. He walks with a cane. That's it.
Oh, yeah. That's a fair point.
But there's Flair, and Vader did a great job in this match of just beating the fuck out of Flair and making Flair earn that title and making you realize what a monster he really was. And then Flair had beat him on a fluke.
I was expecting a longer Flair celebration there.
It continues here. He actually comes out and does an encore where he comes out. Oh, okay. They cut a promo here in the back. What the fuck does Jesse Ventura have on the back of his head?
Oh, my. A rat tail?
Yep. Bald head rat tail look.
That is a good look, man.
Let me tell you, Tony, this is one of the best nights in the history of professional wrestling. Gorilla. Miss that. I miss Jesse Ventura and Gorilla.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Vader, can you say more than, like, if you could sum Vader up in three words, I think it would have to be brutality, athleticism, and, I don't know, viciousness?
Yeah, just a fucking strong guy, the best fat guy wrestler ever, worked stiff as shit.
Did
a lot of impressive shit for his size.
Yeah, believability. Everything he did, you believed.
That's for sure. Oh, Vader backstage. Here it is.
Oh, he's so pissed. Blaming Harley Race. He wants his belt back. He won't even take the interview. He's just throwing shit around.
Why is every single thing in that room covered in plastic?
Because they had champagne ready to be sprayed if he won.
I gotcha.
Yep. And that's the story anyways. And look at Harley Race. He's like, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. All right. Well, that's it. That's the last you're going to see of Vader tonight. So.
Awesome. Well, there it is. Yeah. Leon White, Vader, one of the best of all time. Good shit. Thanks for hanging out and watching this, man.
Yeah, thank you. Rest in power, Leon White.
There you go. That will do it for this episode. Oh, yeah, that's Flair again.
Yep,
that'll do it for this episode of Ringside with Jim, back in the future. We'll see you then.